Are you going to start some music?
We got compound over here thicker than a monster. Black, 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 black. We got compound over here bigger than a monster. Black, 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 black.
Tom, Tom, like in Lebanon, harder than in Pakistan. Click, 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 young Nick, the atomic bomb. Yeah, see it and you lick your tongue. Dead, dead, it tastes good. Get your some wicked, got 10 bad bitches. We took each other down, but the club got glitches. Dig it, and when you do that.
Aggravated for some reason.
You got like my head bob going on, yeah. You know, yeah, yeah.
I'm putting on my combat boots and go stomp up and down the street and look for somebody's head to step on. Did I mention my combat boots were high heeled and they were steel toed?
Girl, I've got me some that are knee high, platforms, lace up, and they zip up the side. Mm-hmm.
Oh, right. I can wear them to the club and take a fight. Okay, anyway, hello.
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 Hello. For those of you who have no idea what the hell is going on, it is actually Tuesday. What day is it? It's November. It's November 22nd, 2011, and it is time for the Pixanistas. That's right, your three favorite pixel fashionistas are up in the house to expose your fashion faux pas and give you pointers on how to look good and where to shop. Right now, just a second, Mike, but we're going to branch out.
Yeah. I'm still trying to get Frenchie to speak. Our French chick.
You know,
the sim designer. The sim designer. She designs sim clothes. She's really good. I think we keep missing each other, you know, because that whole 12 to 13 hour difference.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have her send a sound file.
Oh, no. We don't want French people speaking English.
Why not?
Have you heard French people speaking, girl?
Yes, it's hot.
No, it's hot when they're speaking French, but speaking English is not, it's no good.
Right.
It's very no good. Mm-mm. How y'all doing? Look at these two get quiet after I get... See the intro I just gave these two?
No, I know. And that was such an awesome song, too. That was a beautiful song to start, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, y'all don't like it. Whatever.
That's all we do.
I'm still thinking in my head.
You know what? Ginger doesn't like it, but around 10 o'clock tomorrow morning, she's going to find herself singing Massive Attack, and she's going to go, damn it!
It's going to be all Corey's fault.
Damn it! She done got me singing it, damn.
I hate when Corey does that to me.
I love when I do that to y'all. Play with your minds. I own you bitches. Okay, so are you going to introduce us? What kind of show are you running here?
You were talking. What the hell?
What kind of slipshod operation you running up in here?
You know, I just looked at the Twitter. Ginger. Bad Ginger.
And you just got that, and I like, wow.
Anyway, all right, yes, I'm Snow White.
I got logged out of her Twitter account. What the fuck?
I didn't do it, dude. All right, can I introduce us now? What kind of show are you running?
I'm sorry, go ahead.
All right. I'm Snow White. And I'm totally with it today. And we also have a Corey / Dominatrix up in the house as usual. Hey ma'am.
Got tum tums over here bigger than a monster.
I'm sorry. I had to do it.
Okay, and we also have Miss Ginger Rocks up in the hizzle too. Hi.
Hi, how's you?
I'm a good, thank you.
Mm-mm, you know, ma'am.
And we actually do have a chat room open for this very short show. So,
Oh, it's not short anymore. You forgot you all demanded I extend the time period.
Well, it's for shorter. Shorter.
Yeah.
It's shorter, so you can hop in the chat room and talk with us, because some of y'all need some fashion help, for real. I'm just saying.
Seriously. And then, I swear, Corey finds, like, the most beautiful woman ever.
Yes, I have a lovely interview with a one miss, I have forgotten her name, Tilly something or other, girl, I'm sorry, wait. I do have it
recorded and all that. I mean, copy paste. Yeah, I got it.
Somewhere she got it.
I got it in two different places because I knew I was tired. You all stopped sending dirty tweets.
I didn't do anything this time.
Dirty little so-and-sos. Look, what, no, her name is Roxy. How could I forget that? That's the name of my Xbox. Roxy Tillman. Mm-hmm. And Roxy is actually a Second Life model.
Oh. Yeah. I would love to interview her. I'd like to find out exactly what all goes on behind that.
Well, I will send her your way, but my little brief interview with her is actually going. It prompted a lot of what we're about to discuss, including InvisiPrims and all that, their business. We'll explain to you what they are. We know some of you are still newbies. You're trying to understand what the hell's going on with this whole Second Life business. You know what? Y'all, stop the dirty tweets. Nasty.
I'm not doing anything.
Nasty little gamer chick.
I got to see what it is now.
Nasty.
Well, they're nasty. Kind of.
You know what? Horace is trying to pick a fight.
And you know, I love how he left me out of that one tweet.
Oh, let me just let him know. You have missed. Excuse me. It's my time. You have fucked up, Horace.
Horace, you can suck a fat one, boy. You left me out of that one like I don't even matter. Whatever. Anyway, you want to go into our favorites for the day or you want to go right into the discussion?
What are we doing?
We're doing a new show.
We're discussing alpha layers and why you need them, why InvisiPrims are evil.
Okay. Who's explaining what these lovely
Wait,
things
I
are?
I can do InvisiPrims if you want.
Please explain to the lovely people what InvisiPrims are in the world of Second Life.
Okay. Basically, what happens, and I've seen it mainly with shoes, so let me go about shoes. You get these wonderful hot-looking shoes. I mean, the picture of them is just sexy. You're like, I need
yes,
right?
Yes.
So you put the shoes on, and then you go to put everything else on. You notice that your toes are poking out the side, and you're like, I don't think it's supposed to do that.
And it's not the toes from the shoes so much.
It's not supposed to do that. And then you realize, I don't have the InvisiPrims on. So you put these InvisiPrims on, and what it does is it basically, like, blocks out all the textures except for what the maker wants to show you, in this case, the shoes. Okay, but the bad thing about InvisiPrims is if you look at them at the right angle, you can still see the outline of them. You can see the outline of this big blob of looks like just like clear jelly around your foot. And it's just like the ugliest shit ever. I mean, I don't even like it. But I much prefer alpha layers.
Yes, because, I mean, it's depending on where you go, and I don't know why it is, but in some sense, the textures that you're walking on, it's not really affected by the InvisiPrims. Then you go to others, and it completely blocks out the textures behind you. So all you see is the terrain that would be there if the object you're walking on wasn't there.
Right.
And that's a little annoying.
It's not only annoying, it's ugly. I mean,
it is ugly.
It ruins a perfectly good outfit.
Yes, yes. I had a hot little number on the other day. I went to take pictures. I pulled out my little pose stand. I hopped on it, and I was like, wait a minute. What are those? My
yes.
shoes had built-in InvisiPrims. I spent way too much on those shoes.
Okay, so now, again, just to make sure we have you up on listens, because you should have been listening every single week. A prim is an object that you put on your avatar's body that does any number of things. It can be a hat. It can be your dress. It can be your watch. It can be
your
nipples. Shoe. Yes, in some cases, your nipples.
And other genitalia.
Yes. No, in other video games, it's an asset. When you're playing, I have to translate for the asset. Let me translate. If you were playing Halo, the objects on your body, your armor, are the equivalent of prims, meaning you don't really have anything on. It's just here's this box, and it's textured to look that way. Same thing applies in Second Life, except for they're called primitives. Prims for short.
Right. Actually, in essence, a
yes.
prim is anything that you build in Second Life. If you can build shit out of prims. You can build houses,
literally.
Clothes.
Mm.
Literally, you can build shit. houses, clothes, walls, furniture, jewelry, blah, blah, blah. What all this stuff, the basic building block in Second Life is a prim.
There you go.
Okay.
So, with that in mind, let me break it down to you further. If you were playing Halo and you're running across the field to shoot your enemies, we can see around you this weird glow thingy that we shouldn't be seeing, which means for us is Invisiprims, because somebody was lazy and didn't decide to just cut it down so that it fit nicely so that you couldn't see this outline. Now, you may say, well, that's not bad. It is bad because these objects cost real money.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Now, I am not a fan of Invisiprims at all.
No.
No, not at all. And why anyone is using Invisiprims when they do alpha layers now, I have no idea.
I don't know,
but people still use them.
You know what it is? Let me tell you. I ran across some people today in Second Life. They're making bukus of cash. Had I thought of this and if I was good at it, I would have done it. They call themselves Needle and Thread. And
I've seen those. Okay.
Yes. Needle and Thread basically takes every template for anything you see made in Second Life. They're the ones who make it, and then they sell it so that you can make your own stuff. They sell you the pattern and say, here, take this and put it in your Photoshop, your GIMP, whatever it is you want. You can make your own damn shirt. We're just going to provide you the outline and show you what it should look like when it's done, you know, or it should look like this. But maybe you want to put some Japanese designs on the side of it or something. We don't really care. It's yours. Mm-hmm. Do what you want to do after you pay for it. So the issue is that some of you out there don't need to be needle and threading.
No.
And also, a needle and thread, although they have some things that are higher end, they will sell the lower end, and some of you are buying it and thinking that you are designers, and that's where you have these Invisiprims showing up. You think you know how to design clothes. I know that I cannot. I made some nice things, which I'll be putting up after the show, since I promised the girls. They are pasties in the shape of Pac-Man and a ghost.
They're so cute, too, by the way.
They're so amateurish. If I was really good with my lighting and shadows, as I am with capturing them on film, because I can't create them any other way, then I would put some definition to them. I'd make them shiny or something, and, you know.
Make it where your, like, nipples are hard beneath them? That's nice.
Yeah.
Yes.
Y'all are going, yes, I can't do that. I don't have those kind of skills. I'm not going to even pretend like
so
I
do. You could so do that.
Whatever. Nice to have faith in me. I cannot do it. Anyway.
That I have to ask you not to be a failure anymore.
You know what?
Not to be.
I got two big toes. Pick one.
You got anything else I can, you know? Never mind.
Nope, that's the only protruding things I have that I like to have.
Okay.
Okay. But y'all thought because this wasn't Thursday night, it's going to be better? No.
No, we're like this all the time.
All day, every day. So that's why you're still getting Invisiprims and things. Now, I think alpha layers have become obsolete since they invented the mesh thing.
I disagree. Mesh is too new to make alpha layers,
so?
Obsolete. Too new. Way too new. Because not everyone...
doing mesh need to, like, stop for a little
That's what I'm saying. Mesh is way too new to make anything else obsolete right now. As a prim, yes. Those should be run out the same window. But mesh or alpha layers, no. Mesh is way too new for that. Way too new.
I totally agree.
Yeah.
Well, see, now, I would like to see the alpha layers go away. I'll tell you why.
Why?
Because
no,
all
the fucking alpha layers. Even with
to an extent, but the problem is the other alpha layers not matched, is that some of you update few to update your viewers, or you think your viewer is superior to others, really not. So sometimes people can't see you properly. Oh, you're Ruth, and it all has to do with the alpha layering. One of my avatars, you can see like a spot on his butt because of the alpha layer, because of the viewer that I was using. I could see a spot on his butt. Somebody else could see he had, you know, his eye was missing type of thing. He's just doing weird stuff because it wasn't the viewer too. And the people I'm talking to are like, well, I have updated my thing, and I think I should have to. I think you just fix it. It's best to kill to fix it. I can't see you, so you need to fix yourself.
Yeah.
Why do I have to know?
Why I got to fix my stuff? What's wrong with you?
Your drama is not my problem. Fix your damn self. Yeah, I'm going to do the job.
Yeah. And there's a...
that's a problem that goes with fashion around. You're gonna, I'm bringing it back. I have some Coke, y'all. I wonder why. Not that Coke, Coca-Cola.
That is totally what she's talking about, too.
It, yeah, we totally believe that. I don't need any help. But Miss Roxy, the woman who I was talking about, people who are wrong with their fashion, and she said, and I quote, "I used to be one of those people where she didn't know what good clothes she thought." She's in the same way in life. She took a modeling class.
Mm-hmm.
So apparently modeling classes and sometimes do work for some people. I mean,
exactly.
Because
y'all are
running out of stuff,
should not be allowed.
Can we volunteer people to go to those classes?
I agree with those assessments.
That show girls picked up this particular chick last night, and she has very unique take on Ked at 1980s because she has a headband on with a big, huge bow. Remember though, Donna used to put the big, huge bow on the side of her head. She has one of those very stylish and a jewelry. She's on a leather jacket that kind of reminds me of my dress and the beaded jacket, but not red. It's brown. The way it flares out when she walks. It's just a little flare. It's not a big flare. And then she got jeans. She got a tank on and she got long nails on, like from the 80s, but it worked for her. I couldn't remember that look, but very stylish. So, like, well, how did you come across this? Well, this is all a match of different stores. These outfits didn't even come from one store.
It's just make the best outfits. I'm sorry. When you go to a store and you see an outfit, you know, I mean, it looks really, really good. It really does. 9 times out of 10, all the items you see in that outfit, not in that store. What they do is they'll take their items, them on, and then accessorize with items from other stores. And that's why the outfit looks so badass.
Now, see, I'm still amazed at the fact that she was not able to do this before. You see what I'm saying? She couldn't before. She's like, there's no way I could have done this.
Some people just don't have the fashion sense. They don't have the ability to look at something and be like, that looks really bad. And honestly, when I first started in Second Life, I thought I was the hot shit.
I will admit to that.
Yeah, I totally did until I started seeing what other people were doing, and I was like, you know what? I don't think I'm that hot anymore.
Well, when I got in, we didn't have all this. And yes, I'm still gathering together pictures to put up because ooh, hot mess. None of that stuff. But when I came back in,
some of what you've shown me.
You know you like my cowboy hat.
No.
You know you like my prim cowboy hat.
No.
Oh, God, I'm going to have to bust out the old one too, aren't I?
Shit. I mean, my really prim cowboy head is just the shape of a cowboy head. It has no defining details. But when I came back in the second time, I already knew from having looked at the ads, because that was around the time Second Life started advertising, that I was not the hot shit. And I had to find me a sugar daddy to buy me some stuff.
Yes, thank you.
And once I got a sugar daddy, I was lovely. At least until that stuff went out of style. You know, style in Second Life changes daily, in case y'all didn't know.
It does. Incredibly quick. And that's one of the things that I love about Second Life. I love the innovation. I love the imagination of so many of these creators. Clothes I would love to have in real life.
Right?
I think it's like an evil snake. How so?
You can't hold on to it, the fashion.
None of it. You can't. I mean, there are some things you can reuse, but as my partner in Second Life realized recently, he had a pair of boots that he's been wearing for forever, and the Invisiprims, they actually recently updated the code in the Invisiprims mm-hmm. inside Second Life. His Invisiprims, his shoes no longer work, thank God.
Let me tell y'all, my favorite kimono, I went to put it on. This was right when we were doing Fashion Week last year. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, my kimono. And I put it on, and it disappeared. It was so old. I don't know where it went to.
No.
As soon as I put it on, it was there and gone for a second, and then it's gone. I can't find it. My inventory is not even in the trash. It was like second. I said, oh, no, bitch. No. This is not working.
Bitch,
update your look. Get a new kimono. I have stuff I had never opened. I opened and tried to put on. It's, like, disjointed and, you know, looks like angry chicken fingers on me and stuff. So, no, I've never been able to reuse anything. Even the jacket I bought last year when we wore to Fashion Week, if you look at some of our pictures, I have on the pretty pink dress with the black, you know, biker jacket.
Yeah.
That jacket is not looking so good anymore. And that was just last year.
You know, and it's so sad because you're like, okay, man, I look good. I look good. Man, what the hell happened?
Yes. And I have to stop the clothes train because I bought so much last year. I didn't open half the stuff.
Girl, I told you I spent all day yesterday deleting. I deleted so much stuff at once out of my trash, emptying my trash. I lagged myself out of the game. It was bad.
That's not nice. See, you scare me because I have, man, I keep saying over 30,000. I probably got, man.
Last I checked, I had 40,000 plus items.
I got more than that. I'm picking a number.
Y'all beat me bad. Over twice what I got. Mm-mm.
See, you're and not, I have not been in, like, but a year. That's good.
I got more than that. I'm picking a number. But it's way more. I went to tell it to organize by alphabet, and it took an hour. I was sitting in a meeting. It took an hour before it popped up and said, okay, done. Now what you want me to do?
God damn.
And then I had to go through piece by piece by piece by piece, and I'm starting to organize it by year. And then I had to break it down further, not just clothes, but objects. Tables.
Wow.
Chairs, furniture, pictures. Oh, y'all were there the day I retextured my floor by accident, huh?
Yes.
With my ex-man's picture.
I was there.
Yeah.
I do remember that. And
I did that, too,
so
at one of my houses.
Hard. Didn't you also redo the wall in one of our pictures?
Your friend, yes. I accidentally textured my window with her picture, but I fixed it so that it actually looked like a mural kind of thing on the window. It came out pretty, but the floor, I had to get that up quickly. It just got to go and got to go now. She's like, what's wrong with you? I gotta get to that floor.
I know, I remember you asking, do you have any, you know, textures of my match? No.
Anything. Any floor, carpet, I don't care what it is. Give it to me.
That was so hilarious.
Anakin, what's wrong? I got to get this off the floor.
I laughed so hard.
Yes, the love. Friends.
I love you, Corey.
You know you love us. And, oh, my God, some of these people are hot messes. What the?
Are y'all in Second Life, you two?
I am. But
I am actually on the backside of Joomla at the moment.
I'm in the Korean hub, and these people are hot messes.
I've not been there.
As I am telling the lovely people, we will be less and less random in weeks to come. So we are going to have a gore week. I have mentioned that. We will have a gore. Not
I can't
gore,
wait. I got such
a gore
quick.
Show. Well, not just to show off, but we'll be talking about, you know, the proper wear, what you should be wearing if you're going to role play there. And, you know, it's a good thing I meant to discuss today is proper etiquette in fashion shows.
Some of y'all need this proper etiquette at these fashion shows. Blaster. Love you, Blaster, but yeah, no.
Well, he is not the worst. Now, if you're not sure
really?
He's not. If you're not sure how you're supposed to behave, what would you do in real life? You know, I can't even ask this. Some of you don't know what you do in real life. Okay, you come in, you find a place to sit. In Second Life, you mostly will probably need to turn off all of your scripts. Now, if you're new, you'll probably say, what's the script? You probably don't have any. Don't worry about it. Just sit down. Find a place to sit.
Sit down. Look. Well, I say look pretty, but.
Well, they can't look pretty if they're new. But just find a place. Right-click. Sit. Don't say anything. Don't jump up. Don't try to clap because sometimes that makes you jump up or you fly up in the air. Just don't do anything. You can try to type a little bit, maybe. Talk to some people around you. It's okay to talk during a fashion show. What you don't do is get up, fly up in the air, stand over people. Jump in onto the runway is not a good idea. I don't.
And then,
well, he just kind of, he TP'd in. He wasn't trying to, but.
Yeah. I'm still going to go hell.
He does not listen to the pixies. He's like, this is too much estrogen for me. Y'all are way too much estrogen. But you should know proper etiquette of fashion shows. This etiquette also carries over into weddings. Do not jump into the middle of the wedding.
If you are not the bride, you do not need to be wearing anything white.
Oh, my God. That goes in real life, too. What the hell?
Some people do not grasp the concept of this is not proper attire. Why are y'all sending me prawn?
Just a question.
No, it is not.
It's okay. I just can't seem to connect. All right, that's all.
It don't like you.
Apparently. How rude.
I concur. It is very rude. It don't like you. We might be experiencing a high traffic moment, by the way, Ginger May. I'm not sure. For right now, let it alone. Okay. Because you interrupted my train of thought.
I'm sorry.
You were talking about etiquette at weddings. Don't
etiquette
wear white.
Fashion shows. Don't wear white. Don't wear bling.
Well, do we still have people wearing bling?
Yes.
I still see
the guy right now who's got bling on.
Why would you have bling on, people? And today, especially because they've got things that are actually somewhat reflective now.
Okay,
why?
Now I'm going to need for you all to explain, because we're having a conversation. Remember, this is the conversation where you walk up and you have no idea what's going on, because bling is shiny stuff.
yeah, bling is, well, of course, it's shiny stuff. It's usually jewelry is what bling is.
Yeah, although I've seen hair with bling.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about
it glows, it flashes.
I'm talking about the glowy. I'm talking, I saw hair that flashed.
Really?
Yeah, I don't even know. I don't know, dude. I don't know.
You should have taken a picture of said person with flashy hair.
I was horrified. I didn't know. Like, I didn't know what to do. I was like, God, that's, wow.
Why you do that?
That's why you don't wear good hair.
Why your hair don't work?
I can so see asking this to somebody because.
Oh, my gosh.
Wait, bling girl, why your hair don't work?
But no, like, you, oh, especially, and I can be blamed for this because I've had them too. There are these rings. A lot of people get them from this one company, and they flash. They have bling on it, wedding rings. They also have an inscription, and when you put them on, they do what we call a poof. Hearts come out around you, and it's an AOE effect.
Oh, God, the poofers, yeah.
Yes, yes. And while that didn't used to annoy me, if you get into a crowded room where you're already lagging the stem down anyways, a wedding, yes, you lag out, which means you crash. You come back, you log back into the game, you log back into the wedding. It's in the middle of the vows. People are trying to take pictures.
Ah,
your brain goes off, everything.
No.
Poof, there's hearts. Yes,
wait,
and there's
wait.
Some cheesy little wannabe line about, you know, oh, I love you so-and-so.
Wait. The worst is when it's actually the bride and groom with the poofers when they...
Oh, my God. Yes.
Some of them will put on the rings or exchange rings, and there's a whole big poof going on. And I'm going to tell you people out there that are Second Life having your weddings, stop it.
It is
not
pretty. Don't get me wrong. The rings are gorgeous, but that poofer is annoying. And I've seen it. People will set it off. I've seen it done in clubs. People set those off to make one guy or girl jealous.
Oh, my God.
And they lag out half the club. You see half the club crash all at once because the sim is already so laggy because it's packed, and then you set off this poofer, and people whose computers are not strong enough, whose connection is not strong enough, crash. How rude. How rude. How rude.
That is so rude. That is so cute.
How rude. You know what? It's not. Let me just tell you, people out there, you want to make somebody jealous? You don't need to use poofer. What you need to do is get good at role playing. You have about one good long sentence, and that's all you need.
Right?
Everybody, they don't see it. You didn't lag it. Got his computer out. You, yeah. Put on something. Type out this whole long dance scene.
Which I've done numerous times.
You and I both have.
Yes, you have. You know me.
A minute,
and teach me.
Oh, we will. But we take you under our wing and teach you the wonders of having fun.
I can't. I've tried. I'm working on that. I'm better. Now you get me pissed off, and I'm talking about what the hell I'm going to do to you. I can draw out a whole big, beautiful, one very detailed about how that I'm going to touch and how many days, and what I'm going to do with parts.
Anyway, all right. We're back. No.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Oh, can y'all restore them? Anyway,
we're working on it, though. We're trying. I get distracted myself, so.
I have the right thing. Let's talk about fashion class,
maybe.
We're talking about fashion.
No, we're talking about modeling class, but I think we're done with that. We can actually go into our favorites because we have like 15 minutes left.
And two.
Yeah. I will go over today. Actually, you hide this for us. I'm going to highlight a little-known store, and Courtney thinks you like very much.
Okay. No, I won't.
I think you will.
You tell me, you ain't my mom.
Also, be on your play that time.
All right. I'm hotter. The freak.
Okay,
can I just have a show one night where we don't talk about fashion, we talk about everything we can do in a second.
Oh, God. That'd be terrible. Anyway, let's talk about Zara. I don't know how to pronounce it really, but Zara, I think, Z-A-A-R-A, Zara. Actually, it's a store that has some ethnic influence from, like, India, Africa, and a whole bunch of other different countries, Cuba or continent in Africa. But anyway, so go to the store, and they have gorgeous clothing. I mean, it has it's got beautiful colors, and it's very flowy, and it's just elegant. It's classic clothing, right? But my favorite thing there, well, they have lingerie, they have suits. My favorite thing are the accessories, because they have gorgeous scarves. They have, like, bracelets that wrap around your arm, around your hand. They have an awesome-looking nose ring that's very unique. I haven't ever seen anything like it in a second in life. They have do other things like chokers that you put on your hair, and it's so clean. I love this store. I actually have that stuff on my Freedom and Gore. Gorgeous. Gore, I cannot say enough about this store. Zara, Z-A-A-R-A. It is relatively expensive. It's not the cheapest store I've seen, but it is totally worth it. I highly recommend it.
I know, neither one of you. Your one is as cheap, but I came up with this.
No, I'm not saying it's cheap. Saying this is it's worth it. It's absolutely I love this.
Anyway, why are you screaming? I don't want them to hear me, not you.
Fine.
Get off my microphone. Nice.
All right,
Ginger.
Mine, I'm going to talk to kind of switch up and talk to somebody else, but the person I'm going to talk to is the plastic. So that my husband from Allswift. They are a store, hair store, clothing store, shoe store, and some other stuff. They've got beautiful, beautiful elephant skin. They're not the pretty elephant skin. I mean, they're still beautiful, but they're kind of darker. They're really gorgeous. They look older, more ancient. And right now, unfortunately, she's going through a hard time. The actual developer in real life, her hard drive, is needing work, so she needs the money. She's cut everything in her stores down half off. So where I got my skin last week for 499 linden, this week it's half. All her clothes are half, her eyes, everything. I'm going back later.
I'll be there later.
And these skins, they did, I think they came with a shape. I'm not using them. Used my own shape. But they also came with ears, the elf ears, to match the skin. So you don't even have to buy prim ears and then, you know, fight with it to actually match. These already come pre-matched to your skin, which is really awesome because these skins are really very different. They're very gritty looking. So it's really a lot harder to match your prim ears to the actual skin. Also, if you look around her store, she's got several hunts going on right now. I picked up several pairs of eyes. She's got some beautiful eyes. I got glowy eyes. So, yeah, my alt avatar that we've been making is pretty much done, and I spent less than 500 linden making her.
Mm-hmm.
Gorgeous.
Whatever, step aside. You can't help me. All right. First, you can go by the site and look at my post for the week.
And notice the price that I put that I spent on all four of those lovely outfits comes to a grand total of 150 lindens. These two tricks right here. Cannot hold me.
Really? Okay. How much?
150 lindens.
What?
That's right.
I'd like to say all my outfits are free, but, you know, hey.
Don't lie.
Don't lie. No, all my outfits are free.
What I said, don't lie. Don't lie. Don't be lying just to spite me. Don't lie. I am featuring the lovely people at Vero Modero. I finally said the name right. I've been trying to say that right since this morning. Y'all were listening. Yeah, I got issues. I really do. I could not say it this morning to save my life. I was trying real hard. I don't know why. I think it was because I was tired last night. And then I'll tell y'all a funny story, too, after I tell you about featuring them, what happened to me last night while, yeah. So anyway, now I can't say it anymore. Vero Modero is the people we were mentioning last week when I was looking at them and I was saying they had the whole circus.
Mm-hmm.
Culture. Yeah. So went there and found out that they have not just a circus couture, they have casual wear because these two say I'm always too, you know, highbrow. So I'm trying to tone it down a little bit.
You're high maintenance, bitch. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
you are high
casual.
She is too.
I am not. I'm gorgeous.
Oh, you are.
She's got some beautiful stuff, though. I just could not pull that off. Both of my avatars are much more punk than that. So,
well, I got some lovely casual but sexy items. They also have men's clothes there. Now, and here's the kicker. As I was telling Ginger this morning, they have the most beautiful Second Life maternity clothes I have ever seen.
And that is really a market that is underserved inside Second Life. For as much as you women pop out those pixel babies. The maternity clothing inside Second Life is atrocious.
Wait, no. Yes. You hear the accent.
You women pop out those pixel babies.
I'm a Texan. What can I say?
But beautiful, I mean, very, they have beautiful couture gowns for maternity that were just gorgeous. I contemplated putting on a pregnancy shape, but I was scared. They're so old. I was like, oh, my God, put this on without a problem. I mean, I'd be able to take it off or something. You know, it's been like 5-6 years since I did all that pixel baby stuff. But gorgeous. I mean, absolutely gorgeous. So their gowns are running. Actually, they're not. Even their couture is not that expensive. I think the most expensive thing I saw there was 800 lindens. And we are talking.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
That was about the price of Zara, too. There's much of this thing.
Yeah. It was very, very nice. And they have a whole mall complex. And where you see the pictures where I took on the site where I'm in the phone booth, that phone booth also comes with that particular outfit.
Wait. A phone booth?
Yes, the
it
phone
booth. It came with poses?
No. Well, I think there's some poses in the phone booth, but, you know, I don't like using because that means I end up looking like other people. But
yeah, that's true.
But, yeah, the phone booth came with that outfit. I also got a gazebo, which is very nice, that I could have put out but didn't get put out. Isn't that nice?
Yeah, that's very nice. I'm opening up the link you sent me. Just leave.
Are there right to go work?
Yes.
But that is
cute.
I like that.
And again, I say 150 lindens. And all those looks can be yours.
And those are painted on. Those are pretty short.
Yeah.
That is great. I love what you did with that in my picture, by the way.
I did not do that. They came back in the phone booth.
Oh, really? Oh.
Yeah. And I thought, oh, nice. Now I can showcase her work without having to do any special texture. But
she wore a texture in that shirt. Oh, that is very nice.
I told you it was lovely. Everything's adjustable. The only thing is, say I had an issue with the green skirt. It's pretty good. It's moving, but it's it has a prim belt, very old prim belt. So, adjusting it, it was a little difficult. I'm just left alone. Took a nice picture. But it's not too adjust. Not too bad. But all their stuff, again, very, very cheap. If you're looking for some wintertime cute stuff to put on, I thought that was real nice. Check out my mittens. I have pink mittens.
What are you in mittens? I don't even understand.
I bought them. And I was trying to find some. Where the mittens? It would have been perfect.
I'm seeing a lot of mittens. I'm seeing a lot of hats and your mom as well.
Mm-hmm. And he and the world, the friend in both worlds. I see a lot of mittens.
But we're like, I'm here. Not feeling good. But I'm a woman's next. And that's why I have. So probably I didn't have a big one on me.
We're no longer missing hats. I thought the little one like you.
There was that one, is, though. They had like 60 flower hat. I was like, I'm going to buy that. I just my mind. I'll put that. Y'all know the big old flower hats from the 60s. You wear when you swing. So see a cat.
I would love that, though. You
should. Yeah. I didn't. I put it back. Like I put it up. I had meaning I closed out the box and clicked A. That means I put it back. Are we having people sitting and listening to us?
We are. We do have, well, yeah, we've got one. Yeah.
No accounting for taste.
I love the name, by the way.
That's more an insult to us than it is to you, but.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah. So that is who I'm featuring. Now, here's some other people. Wait a minute. Let me tell y'all who else I was looking at. Now, we're not featuring them, but I think they deserve some mention.
Mm-hmm.
This
is going to be like our honorable mention category.
Yes, this honorable mention category. We're going to have to get rid of these categories really because, yeah, it's too many to mention. How could I forgot the freaking name. I want to say it was Sacred. Who was it this morning I was looking at? Sacred or something or other. Oh, forget it. Let's go with Hudson's Clothing Company because I do know that.
Okay.
Hudson's Clothing Company, they're also being featured on another book today because they give away really nice free stuff. I'm going to show this to the girls. I'll put it in the chat room if those of you in the chat room actually like fashion. You might just come by to harass us. We don't really care either way. But
helping us out either way, dude.
Well, we appreciate you visiting. They have some beautiful, beautiful, lusciously, fabulously free winter stuff. Ice skates. Who else did I see had ice skates? The people that I featured last week, Mia Mai has ice skates. I haven't been seeing ice skates in a very, very long time in Second Life. And I have ice skating.
I don't know what I think about those ice skates.
Those are odd.
Those are stiletto boots.
Yeah. I don't think I like those. Look here. Don't be talking about my ice skates.
I don't like them.
I don't either.
Don't be talking bad about my ice skates.
Ice skates should look like ice skates.
Yeah, I don't like stiletto junk.
I think those are backs, actually, now that I'm looking at them. I think those are backs because those are really, yeah. Hey, look, I like them right there. I don't like that pose she's doing. That's not helping.
I think I've got that pose. That was a free pose recently.
Yeah, don't ever let me see you do that. Don't be sending me no pictures to my Ula Corey. I will talk bad about you.
You can talk bad all you want.
Look, I will type it. I will put it on Twitter. I'll be like, look at what Ginger is doing. No.
Except that I think her hands are backwards.
Some people and their photography. We'll have to do a. Yeah, we'll have to add some photography business in here. Some of you with the fashion photography, read a magazine every once in a while, people.
Yeah, I'm working on it. I don't get
not you, not you.
She totally meant you, dude.
I know she totally did.
Ginger's photography has gotten astoundingly just awesome. I'm impressed. However, some of you out there that decide you need to be adding Photoshop backgrounds, you need to cut your people out and put them in front of the Eiffel Tower, you don't need to do that. There's the Eiffel Tower in Second Life. Just go stand in front of
And it even has poses you can go up and take.
Mm-hmm. Don't do that.
You got the whole kneeling to give him the ring. And then there's also her kneeling to give him the ring.
Okay, what?
At the Eiffel Tower. There's poses for posing.
We're not even going to, never mind.
Yeah.
Why does she know? You want to know why does she know that? Because it's Ginger. That's why she knows that. That's why she knows that. You know how many times
I have to have sat on it at least once.
Ginger is the Elizabeth Taylor of Second Life. You know, she been married 8 times.
Seriously?
No, she's not been married 8 times.
No. I was about to say we're gonna have to have a talk.
Just like
you like an intervention for some shit.
Partnered much more, but just actual wedding twice.
Sure. Anyway, it's not
I'm going to invite y'all and then never do.
Look, I've been with the same guy for 9 years with you all. How many times have I been? Anyway.
Don't start.
I'm moving along. Okay, so just so you guys know, this will be the last night show y'all get from us this week because Thursday we're off. We're going to eat some turkey and play some something, whatever it is we're playing. I don't know what we're playing.
Playing some sleep.
Man, that sounds good. Just full of turkey and just,
yeah.
Well, not turkey for me, just sleeping.
Yep.
Okay, we just got kicked off air, so I suppose we should go.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
So. We're streaming now. Yeah.
Okay.
You doing the, get some music there? Or?
Do I need to get some music? Why?
Yeah. Guys, we need music.
Yeah. Oh, God. You always causing problems.
I like music.
There you go. All right, guys, we will see you later. Next out, we'll be a little forward.